details on who's running for the Oklahoma City Council. A new hospital being built is hundreds of millions of dollars over budget. And the OU football team is likely losing its starting quarterback. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Voters will decide two Oklahoma City Council seats in February based on this week's candidate filing deadline. Robbie Korth reports two other council members will keep their seats, and the others are still in the middle of their term.
Bradley Carter of Ward 1 and Todd Stone of Ward 4 will keep their OKC City Council seats. Nobody challenged the pair. In Southwest Oklahoma City's Ward 3, incumbent Barbara Peck will face off against Katrina Budell Avers. The only vacant seat is Ward 7 in Northeast Oklahoma City, which Councilmember Nikki Nice recently vacated after being elected to the Oklahoma State Senate. Four people are vying to replace the councilwoman who held the slot for 6 years. The nonpartisan council elections will be in February. If no candidate wins over half the votes in Ward 7, there will be an April runoff. The other five city council seats, including the mayor's, aren't up for election until 2026. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters is proposing a policy to leave the jobs of school district superintendents in the hands of voters instead of local school boards. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, while the announcement came in a news release, there's no actual legislation yet.
Walters says the proposal is in response to what he calls rogue administrators. Across the state, superintendents have defied several mandates the attorney general says Walters has no legal authority to make, such as requiring Bibles in classrooms and showing a video of Walters praying for President-elect Donald Trump. The release says the legislation will include primary and general election dates and eligibility requirements. Bill filing for the spring legislative session began last month, and no superintendent election bill exists yet. Walter's office did not immediately answer whether he'd secured a bill author to run the proposal. Only three states allow districts the option of superintendent elections, and none require it statewide. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A new behavioral health hospital in Oklahoma City is $125 million over budget. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the Donahue Behavioral Health Center's massive cost overrun.
The Department of Mental Health originally expected the Donahue Behavioral Health Center to cost $150 million to build. Now, state officials are asking for more money. Senator Chuck Hall told Oklahoma Watch that former agency leaders did not include costs for furniture, fixtures, and equipment in the initial project estimates to the legislature. Hall says multiple factors, including inflation and decreased revenue from land, also play into higher costs. Along with the Veterans Home in Salisaw, it's at least the second state-funded facility in recent years to ask the legislature for more money to pay for unforeseen expenses. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The starting quarterback for OU's football team for the majority of the 2024 season is expected to enter the transfer portal. KGOU's Logan Layden has more on what Jackson Arnold's departure means for the Sooners.
Arnold was one of the most sought-after recruits in the country coming into college and expected to live up to the high expectations of being OU's QB. In the footsteps of Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, the list goes on throughout the history of the program. Now, after a disappointing performance this season that saw him benched at one point, Arnold is on the market for another school, according to reporting from ESPN. Fellow quarterback Michael Hawkins Jr. is still a Sooner, but a likely scenario for who will be the next starting quarterback is John Mateer, who's currently with Washington State, after OU hired that team's offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, earlier this week. Mateer is expected to enter the transfer portal as well. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.